What's going down, y'all? It's your man Metro right here, hanging out with my homeboy
Melly Mel is in the building. Get ready for the Friday evening rush, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Right here, brand new show. We're gonna bring you some latest news that's going on, a little bit of gossip. What's going on throughout the cities, not just one city, but throughout the cities,
all over.
Yeah, we're gonna take it to another space right here.
Oh yeah. You already know.
Yeah, so we're gonna have some hot jams for you and some great topics. So make sure you keep it locked right here. We'll be right back right here on Friday Evening Rush. Welcome back to the Friday Evening Rush. What's going on, Melly Mel?
What's poppin', D? Metro, hey, in the building, huh?
You know what? 50 years of hip-hop. What you think about that?
Oh, man. 50 years of hip-hop. I read a little bit about it, man. I feel like be realistic. It was nice as far as the ambiance for what I seen. But I wanted more like pizzazz. You know, this is hip hop. This is 50 years of it.
Uh-huh.
So I felt like it should have been a little bit more bump. You know what I mean?
Now, are you referring worldwide or just in your community?
In my community, we always bump it. We always bump it.
Okay.
But worldwide, you know, I feel like hip hop is supposed to change. It's supposed to advance. But we're kind of getting away from the building blocks of it, in my opinion. You know what I mean? It's not Heavy D, all them cats that started the wave. We got to get back to the structure of it.
Okay.
That's all.
So you like the old school hip hop versus this new?
I mean, so-called
hip hop, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Right. But don't get me wrong, I still listen to Lil Baby. You know,
right?
I like some of the new hits that are out, new cats that are out, but. Yeah, man, it's give me the OGs, man.
Okay.
Flavor ain't there, you know what I mean?
So you mentioned Heavy D. Heavy D is actually my favorite rapper.
Stop it.
Period. Hands down.
Heavy D?
Heavy D, hands down.
Man, okay. You know, okay.
Hands down. I don't care who has the flow. I don't care who on top. Now, don't get me wrong. I like Jay-Z. Jay-Z is popping.
Right.
I love all his music, but Heavy D is my favorite all time. I'll tell you why.
All right.
One, he's a big guy that can move. Number two, he was smooth with it, right?
Yeah.
Number three, he didn't have to curse.
You right.
He did not have to curse. You see what,
man,
I'm saying?
And he had the party jumping.
He had it jumping.
He had it, especially that yellow jumpsuit.
on top of the bus. You know, all the videos was banging.
Right, man. It was dope back then.
But I'm going to tell you another reason. His music was on point. Let me tell you why. His music was on point.
Okay.
Because do you know who his best friend was?
No.
Ha-ha. His best friend was Teddy Riley.
Teddy Riley,
Heavy D's best friend.
Dang, I never knew that.
Heavy D.
Keep giving them to me.
Heavy D used to go to Teddy Riley's mom's house because Teddy Riley was in the basement doing what he do.
Right.
Grabbing songs. I need that, bro.
Yeah, so he get first pick.
Exactly.
Or the hottest mix.
Oh, exactly.
Okay, all right.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, we got to get Teddy on here.
Right. And how do I know that?
How do you know that, man?
Because I interviewed Teddy Riley.
The Teddy Riley.
And Teddy Riley told me all this stuff during the interview.
So Teddy giving out gems like that.
Hey, man, when you
special
get
for
when
real.
You get them, you get them. You see what I'm saying?
That's why this is the grand radio. I see why. This is grand.
When you get them, you get them. So it was a great interview, and he gave a lot of insight regarding Heavy D. But Heavy D is my favorite rapper, and before I knew they were best friends, I've been listening to Heavy D, of course, when he came out.
Right.
But he's always been my favorite rapper.
Man, see, I just like the style of Heavy.
Right.
He didn't come out as like the gangster rap.
Right.
He always the party. Now don't get me wrong. He'll come off like, look, don't get me twisted because I got this yellow jumpsuit.
Right.
You already know.
Right.
But I love the energy of the style of his hip hop.
Right. So we'll get back to some more hip hop.
Yeah.
Keep it locked right here, Grander Radio, Friday Evening Rush. Friday Evening Rush, hanging out. It's your man Metro.
Melly Mel in the mix.
So we were talking about Heavy D and just hip hop in general.
Right.
You know, some old school guys, Big Daddy Kane, Slick Rick.
Oh, man.
You know, all those guys are still pumping it. So hip hop is definitely a thriving piece of my life. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
And I'm sure it's a part of yours. So we got about 20 years difference here going on in our ages, just in case the audience wants to know, so we can talk about a spectrum.
A plethora
of things that's going on.
Use the dictionary
in the world or what have you. But yeah, Heavy D was like I said, he was my guy. But you know, we're gonna be talking about a little bit of hip hop and a little bit of everything else. But one of my favorite groups, all time favorite groups, Run DMC. So Run DMC, they gave a heartfelt farewell to the stage with an electrifying final last show. Can you imagine a final last show?
I was hurt when I heard that. Ooh. Man, like, it's almost like you're not going to see him again. You know what I'm saying?
And it does give that feel.
Yeah.
That you're not going to see him again on stage. You know what I'm saying?
Man. Okay. In my opinion, Run DMC performance, just, it's iconic.
Uh-huh.
The Adidas, the sweatshirt.
Right. Uh-huh.
The hats, man. You can't get enough of it.
I mean, it is hip hop.
It's iconic, man.
Exactly.
Iconic
hip hop right there. When you talk about Run DMC, all the albums, all the styles that they brought to the culture.
Because they mix, you know, they were the first ones that I've seen that mix hip hop with rock.
Right. Well, they're the first in a lot of things.
You know what I'm saying?
Watch this. The first, to my knowledge, now somebody can correct me if they want to, but they are the first with a shoe deal. First rapper. With the shoe deal. Yes.
Wow. Hold on, y'all. Y'all got to hit me up on that one.
First rappers with the shoe deal.
That's why they was rocking Adidas all the time.
Adidas. And then they came out with my Adidas. At the concerts, hold your Adidas up.
Oh my God.
You know?
I didn't even think about that simplicity right there.
That's cool. Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
Definitely the...
Shout out to Run DMC.
Yeah, and I mean, I love those guys, man. I mean, their music, like you say, is iconic. So I remember when I was in Germany, man, when that Raising Hell album came out. It's tricky.
That was popping like that in Germany?
What? Come on, man.
That was marching down the street with it.
Come on, man.
Bass blowing like, sir, we can't give away our position. Now, we got to hit this. We got to run this.
It was banging. It was banging, you know, so... Yeah, hip hop is alive. I'm sure around the nation, hip hop had all kind of celebrations going on.
Oh yeah, the culture pushes it hard.
You know, so I went to one in Grand Rapids. So we're gonna talk about that Grand Rapids, but we're gonna talk about a little bit of Big Daddy Kane when we come back. We'll talk about what happened in Grand Rapids. Make sure you keep it locked right here, Friday Evening Rush.
Hey, it's your girl, Derrica Nichols Woods of D-Risen Production LLC, and you are tuned in to the Friday Evening Rush.
Welcome, we are back. It's your boy, Melly Mel. Friday Evening Rush is right here with Metro in the building.
We are coming
back to talk about the 50 years of hip-hop. You already know. Get into, of course, the Grand Rapids hip-hop ceremony that you went to.
But, yeah, it was definitely dope, so... You know, I had a super great time.
A
lot of artists that were there. Crowd was pretty good. And maybe had some bangers. So my man Six Man put it together. So Six Man is an international rapper from GR, right? Oh yeah. I mean he's been London, he's been Amsterdam, he's been everywhere, you know, doing his thing.
What day?
Doing his thing right from GR, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we put this show together and, you know, had a couple heavy hitters up in there, you know, so like my man, Manchild was up in there, Sonny Ski was in the building, Lady Ace Boogie, Monk Mateus and his group, Mo McCoy put it down, him and Jerry Wade.
Okay.
And, but it was a good show. So I went there, hung out with him, got some good photos. You know, so I'm sure I'll do something with those. But the show was pretty good. I enjoyed it. My man Speedy was on stage.
How did he do it?
Alfie the Great, huh?
How did he do it? How did Speedy do it? I heard.
Oh, you know Speedy? Speedy always cuts it up. Yeah. Speedy put it down.
Oh man, but so what did you take away from the ceremony and rap, man, real quick?
You know that there's some talented people right there in GR. But what I want to say is, whatever neighborhood you're in, there's talented people that can put it down.
Mm.
And it just takes you know, one person to organize and recognize all that talent to make something happen.
Oh,
you know,
that's exactly what happened.
Just bringing folks together. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because you can be great on your own, but
when you come together.
When you come together, oh my goodness,
man, that's a show. That's a tour.
Yeah.
That's a tour.
So Grand Rapids put it down for the hip hop. You know, so it was cool.
All right.
It was cool. So, you know, and other people. You know, I was doing some reading. I saw an article on Big Daddy Kane. You know, so. You know, he's an older guy. You know, he's in my age range. and he's still putting it down.
I hear y'all guessing back there. Yeah, y'all gonna keep guessing.
And yeah, exactly. But he, you know, he's seeking collaboration with Lil Uzi Vert and Kodak Black to empower hip hop's future.
I've seen that.
You know, and I think that's powerful if an older or more seasoned person can grab some of the youth and show them, you know, a different way or a new way or however it works.
But sharpen
just,
that tool.
Just reaching out
and
bringing somebody along or however it works. I think that's a great thing.
So do you know if this is going to be a project? Because I don't remember too much about it.
Well, you know, just reading from the article, Big Daddy Kane has a visionary approach to addressing the current state of hip hop, which is yet to witness a chart topping album or single in the ongoing year. He firmly believes that fostering a connection with the younger artists such as Lil Uzi Vert and Kodak Black holds the key to sustaining the genre. Ooh. So, you know, they didn't have a number one hit this year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, that, it was no hip hop, nothing.
It wasn't. It wasn't because of what was going on, man. It's so much going on, actually. You can't even name one thing.
It just didn't pop for the first time in years.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, everybody doing their own thing or whatever, but maybe there needs to be a new direction to get it to number one.
This should be some good flavor for the cities. Cities going to love this flavor.
You know, you have to come together somehow, but for hip hop not to be at the number one spot, you know.
We gotta put out an album, something
has to give, and some collaborations may have to what have you. But
that's the key word right there.
The collaborations
need to start.
Yeah, so that's what's going on with Big Daddy Kane. He's trying to get that collaboration going on. So we'll see how it works. So,
we need it.
Yeah,
I can't wait to hear him too.
Definitely,
it's been a minute.
Make sure you keep it locked right here as we keep you entertained and we keep that great music going on right here on the Friday Evening Rush. Alabama knows how to party right here. Right here.
That,
Friday Evening Groove.
Joke.
Hey, I got jokes, man, but we talking about that Alabama, what they call it?
The boat.
Okay.
We going to call it the boat.
We going to call it the boat. So, I mean, the brother working on the deck.
The security guard.
Tell him, hey, you can't park here because, hey, the ferry's coming. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't park here. And he got accosted, if I can use that word, right? He got accosted by a mob. You feel me?
And he held his own. People know that's why I'm like, give credit as credit is due.
Right.
Give credit as credit is due. He held his own. He made sure every person that was coming at him rolled around, kept his head covered. But my whole thing is, was it really that serious?
Well, it's Alabama. You can't tell me what to do. You know
really?
What I'm saying?
I mean, you know what? I'll put it like this. If it was really that serious, why couldn't you just move the boat?
Well, you know, they didn't want a black man telling them what to do. if I'm just going to be point blank. They wanted to do what they wanted to do. So you're not going to tell me what to do, period. So therefore, let the games begin.
Let the games begin.
Right.
And he did throw his hat like it was all right. It was like, forget it. It's about that time. Y'all finna get these hands.
Right. Right.
But the young brother who swam across.
Yeah. Swam across.
Man, give him a scholarship. If he's not in college, give him a scholarship. Because that was amazing. He did that in 4 seconds.
You know, because they didn't want to adhere to the rules that were in place.
But
so
But that's how it is, though. When entitlement is always in the play, you know what I'm saying? You always gonna get that type of energy, I feel like. So we, as the people of the community, I applaud y'all. Defend right. your own.
Right, right.
Please.
And they're
yourself.
they're getting rave reviews on helping out. You know what I mean? Yeah. Coming together, if you will. So it looks like right here, a man accused of using the chair to attack others during the brawl in Montgomery, Alabama last week turned himself in to the police on Friday. The authorities said becoming the fifth person charged in a fight that captured national attention largely because of racial overtones.
Mm.
And you know that's what it
that's
was.
That's accurate like crazy.
Yeah. And you know exactly that's what it was.
But that chair, man, that... Ooh.
Well, I'm just saying social media has turned that into the new entertainment, if you will.
So, ladies and gentlemen, keep your chairs in your cars at all times.
That
don't bring them out.
Don't bring them out. So, you know, Walmart has those chairs.
Man, Myers. I think Myers got them on sale.
Everybody
right now
has those chairs. Yeah. But if you go on social media, they're memeing it up. But the I think the overall tone that I'm getting from it is that, hey, we're sticking together when it comes to issues like this,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's what we did. And so now, after a while, we're gonna smile about it. And
oh yeah,
we're
gonna
it.
Laugh. This is gonna be a talk of the family barbecue.
Friday evening rush, it's your man Metro and Melly Mel in the building. What's going down, sir?
Oh yeah, Melly Mel. Yeah.
So, slip of the nip, as they say, Lil' Kim encounters a wardrobe mishap during the electrifying Hip Hop 50 live concert performance. What you think about that one?
Hey, before we jumped on, like, Janet Jackson all over again. All over again. It was, you know, she still kept it going. The vibe was still going. But, you know, Lil' Kim, she's the legend. But she can't do what she used to do back in the day.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's time to, you know, I know you're still trying to get the young people ongoing and spazzing. She did look good.
Okay.
She still did her thing.
Right.
But yeah, got to keep the girls in, girl.
So it looks like she faced an unexpected wardrobe glitch during delivering a sensational performance at the much anticipated Hip Hop 50 live concert event. Yankee Stadium style.
Oh yeah,
you know?
It was sold out.
Okay.
It was sold out.
But now the crazy part is I didn't see any of it because I was at my own 50th hip hop celebration.
Yeah,
you know,
the boss of all bosses.
So I was doing I was hanging out in GR doing the thing at the Pyramid Scheme. Matter of fact,
yeah,
and it was popping.
Oh yeah.
So I didn't get to see any of the New York Stadium.
It was nice. From what I seen, I watched some certain clips on YouTube. The performance was dope. You know, she had the boots on, the red boots. She came out there stepping like a New Yorker. So it was just a little wardrobe malfunction. But other than that, she did her thing. Shout out to Kim.
Okay. So overall, Lil' Kim, is she still the Queen Bee?
Ooh,
what
that's look.
Yeah, I'm going to just hit you with it.
It's about, she will always be one of the queens, but it's about time to pass the mic.
Pass the, she's still the queen, though. You know,
you gotta let the next generation take over, you know, of the throne. You just be there as an advisor. I'm not saying don't be a liaison, but
she can keep her title, though. I mean,
yeah.
She can keep her name.
Oh, yeah,
She can
keep her name.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Names are forever.
So maybe she'll come out with some new music. Who knows?
Ooh. Like, okay.
I mean, she can still flow.
Oh, yeah. I think she can. She still writes, too.
Yeah.
So
still flow.
If she'll come out, I want to see something new.
Right.
You know, I don't want to see the sexy Lil' Kim. I've seen that for years.
Uh-huh.
I want to see the classic, majestic, grown up, show some flavor, baby, show some flavor.
Okay, so one thing that I want to halfway get into, not a whole lot, but since you said the majestic and the classic, I know when it's rock and roll, they don't care if those guys are 79. The crowd, they pack. The stadiums are packed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When it comes to our singers, you know, hip hop, R&B, whatever it is. Oh, that dude old. Oh, that's an old group. We don't want to show up. I don't know why that is.
You don't?
I don't know why we don't support, is what I'm saying.
Okay, okay.
Why we don't support our artists as like everybody else does. You know what I mean? Because, like I say, it could be ZZ Top. You know, they they crowd showing up. They crowd showing up. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like it's mostly, you know, the culture itself. You know, it's a culture thing. You know, we got to start, like how we did the 50-year hip-hop anniversary.
Uh-huh.
We got to start making the same movements like that.
So, does the people have to be relevant? Meaning, they have to be in the spotlight every day?
I feel like no.
You know? Because, like an old group can function, I'll go check them out.
Ooh.
But you know what I'm saying? Will the rest of my peers go check out Confunction, or will they spend $500 to $1,000 to go see Beyonce.
Yeah, you know, those tickets are hard too.
Yeah.
God, right. Dang.
But they will drive wherever they need to drive.
Oh yeah, they will fly.
They fly to wherever
see
they
the queen
to go see the queen.
Yeah.
But when you have an old school group, will you fly to go see, you know, the Confunction?
Yeah, I feel like it depends on who it is.
But that's what I'm saying. If they were banging back in the day,
oh, go see them. Support
go
them.
Go see them still, because like support I say, them. ZZ Top, Aerosmith,
oh my,
they crowd, gosh. They don't care. They Kiss. Come in to see them.
God, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I just feel that we don't support our own like other people support their own.
That's a good point. You that's know, a valid point.
That's all I'm saying.
Valid point.
Right here on The Evening Rush.
What's going on? It's your boy Marquise Childers, owner of Estelita Wines. Come catch a vibe on Friday Evening Rush.
Friday Evening Rush right here. We got some new music going down for you. Let's see what you think about. We got some good, Usher, Summer Walker, and Savage 21. Also got some How We Roll, Sierra, Chris Brown. Brand new, some Halle got a new song out called Angel. Yeah, Sweet Tea, Snow Allegra. I bet that's banging. And we got some Ready For It by Kevin Ross and Eric Bellinger.
Ooh,
yeah. The crooners up in this
right,
joint. You know what
man.
I'm saying? So
they making us putting their good feet out there.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Good foot.
So that's some new music that's going down, and you guys check that out. You know, download it wherever you download your music from, but new music on the scene. But, you know, I heard another one by Kevin Ross. He's featured in another joint, which is...
It's hot?
Yeah, actually it is. And I'm trying to think of the guy off the top of my head who he is. And actually it's Jay Brown.
Oh, it's Jay Brown.
Jay Brown and Kevin Ross, they have a banger. Do you hear me?
I haven't heard it. I haven't even heard it.
Yeah, it's a new banger, and it's called Weightless.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, it's banging.
I'm about to play it in the car, y'all.
It's banging. Weightless. Jay Brown, Kevin Ross.
It's
definitely lit. R&B.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's a little up-tempo.
So he get me moving while I'm
grooving. Oh, it's grooving.
Okay.
Yeah, it's right. Definitely grooving on the R&B tip. So,
you think this is going to be the top 100?
I'm sure to get up in there. It's nice. It's real nice. Okay. And your man Jay Brown, he's straight out of Detroit.
Of course.
Yeah.
D-Town in the building.
Right. So, I think it'll be great. So, that's just a couple new selections that you should check out. And definitely we'll have those playing on Grand Radio also. So, you know, just make sure you keep it locked right here where you get all the new music. And we'll keep it bumping for you right here. Right.
We are here with the Friday Evening Rush right here with the one and only Metro.
Going down, y'all.
Man, so this has been a great, great experience and show today, man. Just everything for the topics, from the hip-hop performance to the music that's coming out. How can you sum it all up today?
The boat ride. That's how I'm gonna sum it up, right? I'm gonna sum it up with the boat ride, because
see, I tried to avoid that, y'all. See, I came in all soft and gentle. He coming in with the chair
with the boat ride, you know. Well, I guess, you know, just coming together, that's my whole overall summary. Coming together and keeping community first.
Right.
And making sure that we uplift individuals to give them a hand, show them a different way to do some things. Keep it positive.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
We need that good in our society right now.
Yeah, it's always good to be a mentor. I'm switching lanes now, but it's always good to be a mentor to the younger generation and show them, you know, different ways to do some things and keep them positive. You know, as they say, keep them uplifted or whatever, and just show them better ways to be productive citizens in your communities. But make sure that you get your read on. Make sure you show them some ways to get some information, whether that be in business, culture, or what have you. You know, so I'm a big book junkie, and you know, I'm all about books and getting some education from the books, getting some information from the book. So you know, I'm gonna recommend a book right here from Dillon and Company. I'm gonna go ahead and recommend a book, and I think I'm gonna just start off with you know what? I got this little book called "How to Fight a Hydra." Right. So, "How to Fight a Hydra" by Josh Kaufman. Right. So, face your fears, pursue your ambitions, and become the hero you are destined to be.
Whoa!
Now, it's a small book, but it tells you how to overcome your fears, right, and move forward. You know, so one of the things that I got out of this book was chop off the head of whatever your distraction is. Chop off the head.
Right.
And then it won't come back around. Because if you chop off an arm, just listen to the way I'm doing it. If you chop off an arm, the arm might grow back. Right. Chop off a leg might grow back. So if you take a lizard, right? He can reproduce his leg.
Leg, tail.
Yeah, whatever, right? But if you chop off the head, he can't do that. You see where I'm going?
Yeah.
Cut it off, chop off the head.
Stay focused.
So I'm just recommending that book, How to Fight a Hydra, Josh Kaufman, right here.
I like that, because that summed it all up together at one.
Right.
Because especially, you know, like you said, the brawl and whatnot. Yeah, I know it's going to go around for a while, the memes. And
oh, yeah, definitely.
But we got to start, you know, coming together like we've been doing. Like
we've been doing. You know, we just come together, and I think it'll be a better place. So just as they say, if you help one person at a time, even if you just help one person.
Right.
Then you did an awesome job, you know. So just keep that in mind. Just help out one person in your lifetime, and the world will be a better place, because it's going to take time to get
the instant gratification space is what everybody looks for.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not happening.
It's not real. No.
It's not real, right. It's not real. It's not happening. But
now I need to read this book.
Yeah. Read that book and check us out next Friday, and we'll definitely have another book recommendation for you.
Oh, yeah.
Coming straight from Dillon & Company. Make sure you check out their website at dillandcompanybooks.com.
Ooh. For sure.
They got what you need.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll check you out next Friday. Signing off, my man Metro
and Melly Mel.
Peace out.